There it is.
We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We're broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1 FM. My name is Mike Murtha, and I'm missing my good friend Ed Schmidt tonight. He's got a paper route, and the bicycle broke down, I guess, and he's running late, so we're going to have to go without him, but we're going to work him extra hard next time when he comes back here. But we do have the Ricks with us. We got Rick Lombardo and Rick Gates with us, and these guys have been playing several years. They play, it's an acoustic group, and they play some country, rock, and blues. And but our show, we feature some live music as well as some recorded music from local musicians. We try to feature a new guest each month. And folks, we are live, and I'm telling you guys, you got to be on your best behavior, because we are live. I trust you. So folks, this is Small Town Hometown Radio, the old-fashioned way, just the way we like it, and we hope you do too. Sit back and listen, tell your neighbors. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope we trigger some happy memories. That's what it's all about, so... Okay, once again, I'd like to say hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're just laughing. This is live radio. We kind of had a slow start getting going here. Something didn't want to get plugged in there, but we're here. And again, this show, we've been on since last September, once a month, and we feature local musicians. We play live acoustically in the studio, and we invite local musicians to be a part of this. So, but tonight we got a real treat for you. We got the Ricks with us, Rick Lombardo and Rick Gates. First off, fellas, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us and share some music. And
thanks for having us.
Well, you bet. We're gonna talk to both of you guys. I got to start one at a time, so I shouldn't have a problem remembering your names. I guess that should be easy.
You know, people ask us if we're brothers.
Oh yeah.
What mother would name both their sons Rick?
That's true.
It's like Daryl.
Daryl, other brother Daryl.
Yeah, other brother.
Yeah. So. I guess the last time I probably one of the few times I did see you guys perform was at the theater.
Yep.
We did a show together, and mm-hmm. was that in June, I think it was, or whatever. Yeah. Yep. But that was a lot of fun. The theater is, we're going to talk about that later here too, but it's just starting to take off, and we just talked off air, I enjoyed your John Denver song you guys did that night too, and the story you told about your playing for some bikers, and they wanted some John Denver, and you thought, well, this guy's pretty good size. I think we better do a John Denver.
It seemed really out of character, you know.
Right.
A bunch of big bikers and black leather and kind of mean looking, and they wanted to hear John Denver. And I thought, what?
Yeah. Okay.
But we said it was more of a self-preservation thing. Was like, you betcha, we'll learn that one. And we actually did, because we knew we'd see him again.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we learned it, and then we started playing it, and we just kind of liked it.
Sure.
You know? And it goes over pretty well. People like to hear it. You know, it's in between all the raucous, weird stuff, it's nice to play something. It's kind of the rock in the stream. You know?
Well, yeah. But, nice. Yep, I enjoyed you guys.
And we didn't get beat up after that.
Well, yeah. that's the main thing.
Yeah, but, that was the biggie.
Yes. Well, I'm going to start with you, Rick Lombardo. I've known you for probably 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, kind of from a distance, but we've crossed paths many times with music and different things along the way. But so I'm just, you know, I'm asking some questions that I don't know the answers to. Like where did you grow up, Rick?
I grew up in Barron,
okay.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Sure. And I think when I first met you, you moved down to the Clear Lake area, is that right?
Right, right,
yes,
right.
Sure. And then something we've asked everybody that's been on our show is what inspired you to play music? You know, some of the things that we talked about when I was a kid seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan and some other local musicians that were really outstanding, the Shorn Brothers. Everybody was buying guitars after the Beatles got on TV.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'm curious, starting with you, Rick, what kind of got you going?
What happened with me is I always listened to rock and roll. I never listened to any country.
Sure, yeah.
Back in whenever that was, a long time ago, the 60s and 70s, you know. And then Willie Nelson came out with this song called Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Sure.
And that song just did something to me. You know, I went down to Sears, charged a $50 guitar, and I went home and I learned that song.
And how old were you at that time?
24.
Oh, well, I was that's what I remember, that you started you started late.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We were 9, 10, 12, I guess, you know, super young to be doing anything, but I know you started later.
Yep, that was the way. And it from then on, you know, I came up here and I played it at a golf course for a friend that owned the golf course restaurant, and they really liked it. So I thought, well, I might learn another song. So that kind of got me started, and I was living down in Illinois temporarily. I was down there for 3 years for work, and then when I moved back up here in '78, I was playing with another guy over at Clear Lake, a little bar over there, and Kay Kaiser just happened to be there.
Sure.
You know, and he came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, you should go over and see John and Dave and the Better Half. They play up at the Country Dam. And he said, they'll get you up and sing. You know, so I did.
It was probably like a Sunday night when we were there. A lot of musicians that didn't, they work Friday and Saturday, but they come to the dam on Sunday to see us, and we always made everybody get up and sing.
But
you came over and sang with us.
Yeah,
that's how we met you, I guess.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, neat.
It was fun.
Yeah. So
that's kind of how I got involved in this whole, and then of course all the musicians and everybody you meet over the years in the area and everything.
Yep. Yeah.
But now Rick has a little bit more remote story.
Remote.
not from around here.
Yeah. Remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Bob said we can extend the show to 11, I guess, right? So,
oh, okay.
As long as they both keep talking.
As long as they both keep talking.
Okay.
Just tell us quickly. We're going to do some music here in just a couple minutes, but
it's funny that you talk about the Ed Sullivan Show, though, because
I
was a little kid. I remember my parents came out and got me, because Ed Sullivan was always on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And they came out and got me and said, Ricky, you've got to see this. And I went out and sat in a recliner and watched the Beatles live on Ed Sullivan.
I saw that.
I remember
that.
And after that, everybody had Beatle wigs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sure. Everybody
Beetle
wanted
boots.
To play music.
Yep.
Beatle boots. Yeah.
I had them.
Oh, it was crazy. But yeah. And it's funny. My folks, I'm not from here. I was born in Arizona, raised in Alaska, and then joined the Navy for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
Home was where the Navy sent me.
Oh,
and then ended up here. So when I got here, I didn't know a soul, you know, literally. My nearest relative was 1,200 miles away.
Hmm.
I moved here because I had a Navy buddy that lived here, and we thought, well, let's live close to Greg. And he lives out on County Road F, and I live north of Highway 8, so we're not that close.
Sure.
But we thought, you know, we'd stop and visit every once in a while going from fleet to fleet. And one time we stopped and said, let's buy some property. We're, you know, figured we can't go wrong. They're not making any more of it. Hmm. You know, you can't really lose out. And if we ever get a chance to come back, we'll come back. And if we don't, we'll can sell it. And one thing led to another and ended up getting stationed, you know, in the cities for my last tour.
Oh.
And we built a house, and both the kids went through Amory High School and you know, became a fixture. But
nice.
But I started real young like you probably, because my parents played music. And my mom was a bass player. And my dad, my real dad, was a fiddle player.
Mm.
And he played with a lot of the big ones. Willie Nelson when he had short hair. Farron Young, all those guys.
Oh, wow.
Played with Waylon Jennings a little bit. He was out of Phoenix, so he did a lot of studio work out of Phoenix. And then my mom learned to play bass, and then they were divorced. That's when we moved to Alaska.
Mm.
Believe it or not, it was not an acrimonious divorce, but mom just decided, let's go to Alaska. So we went up there. But shortly after that, my mom hooked up with another fella, Don Cole, and he was a musician and had been forever. And then they went on. They had a hit record. They toured with the Beach Boys.
Really? What was the record?
Jan and Dean. It was called Something's Got a Hold on Me. And I think it charted in 64.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it was a rock and roller. The album was Live at the Whiskey A Go-Go. But,
sure.
But, you know, they had their moment of fame and then ended up hitting the club circuit after that with the Jack Belmont Agency. And so I spent most of my childhood driving around in the back of a car. I'd wake up and I'd have Fender across my cheek because they toured all the time.
Oh, sure.
Never went to fourth grade because they were touring so much. By that time, it was, you know, 2 weekers at a time, you know.
Jeez.
And so, but we traveled all around the West and ended up back in Alaska.
Oh.
And that's how we got to Alaska eventually, is had a job at up in Sitka, and then went from Sitka to Juneau, and from Juneau to Anchorage, and then that's where I ended up growing up. Oh, am I banging? Yeah. But it was fun.
Oh, that's a great...
Started playing drums. Our drummer, Bruce Galubier, taught me how to play drums. So when I was 9 or 10, I'd go in on Sundays, and they'd have jams, and I'd get up and play Caravan or Wipeout or, you know, little kid, and it was always fun.
So you have a long history of music. That's great. Yeah. So let's talk about some music. Why don't you guys sing a song here? You up for that?
Okay, sure.
You never thought you'd have to actually sing on there here, too. You weren't prepared?
Sure, that'll be fine. Okay. Sure, you want to try that one, John Denver one?
Sure.
There? 2, 3, 4. You ask me how I've been here without you. I'd like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes the cold winds blow a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Now the face that I see in my mirror, more and more is a stranger to me. More and more I can see there's a danger of becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes the cold winds chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes a hard time won't leave me alone. Sometimes the cold winds blow a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, and some days are stones. Some days are diamonds, stones.
Very nice. That is the Ricks here with us doing live. Thank you so much. That's a great song. I love that song. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 down in Amory here. We're doing the Trigger Happy Memories show here tonight. So I got a quick John Denver story. I just thought of this while you guys were singing. My older brother, John, his wife's family is from Iowa, and years ago they went to a wedding dance in Iowa, and it was a little VFW or some little place, and the band was an accordion player, I think a rhythm guitar player and a drummer, And they had to set up right in front of the bathrooms. There was so everybody that was going to the bathroom, they had to walk through the band. And these guys were like, well, it's not a big deal. But somebody had hollered out, can you guys play some John Denver? And the accordion player says, I'm sorry, folks, we don't do any hard rock.
Oh, no. Ouch. That's funny while you're talking about that. Rick and I, years ago with the Full Tilt Band, I remember one time we had a job at the Agate Inn in New Richmond. It's is it even there anymore?
Yeah.
It's a tiny little thing.
Bobcats now.
And it had such a small bandstand, and there was six of us with a sound man and a board.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We had delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, right.
But we played this little tiny bar on this postage stamp size stage. And where I was standing, anytime a woman wanted to go to the bathroom, I had to turn sideways, literally
so
to let them
get
through.
The door open.
Yeah. So.
Oh. Geez.
And then of course we had to play Bathroom on the Right.
Oh yeah.
Old Bad Moon Rising.
That's Bad Moon Rising.
We always call it Bathroom on the Right.
Yeah. So. Oh. I talked to you a while back, I guess, about doing this show, and I think that weekend you guys were heading for Madeline Island.
Oh yeah, Tom's Burndown Cafe.
Yeah,
that was a blast.
Yeah,
how'd it go? Oh, it was great. Yeah. It's the neatest place because it's really bohemian. You don't know who's going to be there, and the crowds are great, and they're all there because they want to be, and they're there to have a good time.
Sure.
You know, and you might have a hippie next to a cowboy, next to somebody
biker.
With dreadlocks, next to a biker, next to, you know, I think there was even some Amish there. I mean, it's just full of all kinds of interesting people, and they just everybody gets along and they just have fun. But it's an old burned down cafe. And it's got tarps and it's got masts from sailboats and it's just it's got little sayings everywhere. If you ever get a chance, Madeline Island, it's a blast.
I was there a couple times years ago. We used to play up in the Ashland and Washburn area.
Oh sure.
So then we would go up to what's the city that or the town that
Bayfield?
Bayfield.
Oh,
yeah, we'd go up there
and
go over to the island. But yeah, it was just a whole different world up there. And it's
hard to believe that's even Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know it, yes.
Well, we had a little argument about it because we thought it was Bayfield County. It makes sense. It's right across the water, and technically it's in county? Ashland?
Washburn.
Or what?
Or Ashland County.
Ashland County.
Ashland, okay.
Bayfield is in Bayfield County, and
but
Madeline Island, I believe,
is
in
Ashland.
Ashland County.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
So anyhow, let's move on. You want to do another song?
Sure.
That was the... It was a great song you guys did. Just
what do you want to do, Rick?
Well,
how about
let's do? You always come up with the ideas.
Well, I was thinking Long-Haired Country Boy.
Oh, you think, huh? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
People say I'm no good. Crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made.
I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. Oh! You don't like the way I'm living.
You just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV,
putting down the rock and roll. He wants me to send a donation, 'cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that is true. Sometimes I think that preacher man, he like to do a little walking too. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living.
You just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Thank you.
Rich girl wants to flirt. A rich man goes to college and a poor man goes to work. A drunkard wants another drink of wine and a politician wants your vote. I don't want much of nothing at all, but I will take another tote. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living.
You just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
There you go. That is the Ricks live here in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. Nice job. That's a great song. Rick, I remember you guys doing that at the Country DM years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We were there as a house band, you know, for a few years, and then we would go out and do some other things, and you guys would come in, and different groups would come in. But Lariat
once a
was...
Month.
Yeah.
Once a month we'd play there.
Sure. And
Bob would book us for the whole year right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, it was cool. We did a lot of... I guess like top 40 traditional country music at the time.
Yeah.
And you guys were doing like some southern rock.
A little bit,
yeah. We were very versatile. We played two types of music, country and western.
Western,
yes. No, actually we did some Beatles and some stuff too. That was fun. But,
sure.
But we did a lot of the, you know, the Waylon Jennings and Willie. And you guys were doing Lynyrd Skynyrd. Some of those. And it worked. It worked so well. But I was just telling you before too, Lila and Tammy, the Screamers.
They were there every time we played. They were there, yeah.
Screamers?
Yeah, the Screamers. It was about, I don't know, four or five, whatever this group.
We always called them the Screamers, and they did. They screamed.
They like so well, all of a sudden they'd just start screaming. And
Tammy always wanted to hear old-time rock and roll.
Oh,
all
sure.
the time.
Well, great people,
yeah.
She's not from the Wanderers, Tammy.
Yes, she is. That's the one.
She was a Screamer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
And Lila, who's always there, too.
I'll have to tease her about that next time we see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but lots of fun. But you've got a recording here of Lariat, I think. We're going to see if we can't get that thing played. You guys, I think, maybe recorded this at Kurt's Guitar.
Kurt's Guitar Shop.
Sure.
Yep. In New Richmond.
A lot of us met there. It was a cool place to go back in the late 70s. And studio upstairs. Tell us about the song you're going to, before he starts playing it, I guess, Rick.
Okay. This is an original song that I wrote years ago, number one, yeah. And when we were going to, actually, Kurt had and another radio station, Kurt had this contest. It was a song contest, songwriting contest.
Sure.
And this particular song won the contest, and the prize was you got to record the song at Kurt's Guitar Shop.
Oh.
And so we did, and when we were doing this, well, we didn't know anything about recording or anything, so we said, well, how do you do it? And Kay Kaiser heard that we were going to be doing this, and he says, well, I'll produce it for you.
Hmm.
Okay, well, fine with me, whatever that is.
Sure. <You know?
laughs> And we got together, and he produced it, and sounded really nice. We had Lariat from back then with Kurt Arnold and Big Dave and Lonnie Silt and Mike Eldred. They all were in the band at the time.
Sure.
And anyway, then also Kay Kaiser played lead guitar on it.
Oh,
so all
great.
The lead guitar on this song is Kay Kaiser.
Well, give her a spin here. I'll see what...
Like a newborn baby, seeing the rest of his life. Like a child on a beach, ready to swim the first time. Mountain climber starting the climb towards the blue.
time, and I wonder how long I'll last. Like a prisoner in jail, I'm wishing that time would go fast. Like an unlucky gambler, wondering how much I'll lose. But I'm only myself, and I'm falling in love with you.
Lombardo singing lead, and you wrote that song.
Yep,
good for you, Rick. Yep. That's a beautiful song. And Kay Kaiser was the producer and guitar player on that. And we don't want anybody to forget Kay Kaiser. He was. Did you ever know Rick Gates? Did you ever know?
Nope.
Kay? You didn't know.
Never met him.
Never. Oh, he was a terrific. He was good at everything he did. He was bowling or golf or anything.
Fish. Wasn't just music. Just
no, he was just fishing and just a great guy. Jeez. But we got a recording of Kay. And this is not a studio recording. It was recorded live at Louie's Inn in Dresser.
Louie's Inn. We played there, yeah.
Yeah. Red about, shag carpet on the wall.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, it was about 72, 3, 4, something like this. This was recorded with Rick Johnson. So it's not a studio recording, and the ending is just real blunt, so just be ready for that. But
no fade out.
No, this is Kay singing this live, so we can give a listen to this. If we
great.
Thank you.
There you go with that blunt ending.
There's that abrupt ending. Yeah,
yeah, but isn't that good yeah, recording of that great song? That's Kay Kaiser, our hero, and I'm sure glad that he steered you to the Country Dam.
So me too.
So we could meet you and so and Rick Gates. We talked briefly a little about you grew up in Alaska. Is that where you graduated from high school then?
Well, actually.
Maybe I should have brought that.
That's a different story.
Okay.
Is that one word, graduated?
Well, no, I graduated, okay. but it wasn't in Alaska. I was sent down to live with my dad senior year because I was having way too much fun as a high schooler and almost didn't graduate. And mom said, you know, you need to live with your dad for your senior year. And I thought, yeah, that's probably a good idea. And did real well in Arizona. I hated it. You know, I didn't know a soul. It's terrible going to a different high school.
Oh, sure.
Halfway across the world, you know, when you're a senior in high school. But it was good for me.
Yeah.
But got me out of a kind of a situation where I was not doing real well. But the day I turned 18, it was 2 days after I graduated, I jumped in the Mustang and drove back to Alaska by myself. Drove all the way up. I didn't have enough money to rent, you know, have motels, and most people won't rent a room to a 18-year-old anyway, or at that time it was. And so I slept in the back seat of my Mustang all the way up the Alcan.
Oh, wow.
Made it across the border because I had $200 in my pocket. The Queen won't let you cross her border at that time unless you had enough money in your, you know, and made it all the way back to Anchorage in that 67 Mustang. But then I looked for work, and my stepdad, the one who had played music with the big rock and roller. Well, they had divorced, so I was on my next stepdad, but my ex-stepdad came to town. And
that's why it's so hard to keep track of your family.
It's really a tangled web. Well, he fired his bass player, but right before that, Bruce, the drummer who taught me how to play drums that had been with my mom and my stepdad, Bruce had some health problems. He was in the hospital, so I played drums for 3 weeks. Fortunately, Bruce had taught me, and I played drums for 3 weeks, and I was a rock and roller, long hair, all that stuff. Uriah Heep, Nazareth. I didn't know country music from, I mean, I'd grown up around it, but I didn't like it, didn't know it. And so for 3 weeks, we played six nights a week at the Fireweed Theater in Anchorage. And for 3 weeks, I basically learned a lot of country in a short amount of time. And then the minute Bruce got back, they fired their bass player. And I grabbed my mom's old bass and her old blonde Fender amp, and off I went. We were the house band there for a year.
Oh, wow.
But that's where I earned my spurs.
Yes.
Crazy stuff.
And tell me again the name of the song.
See what happens when you ask about somebody's high school.
that's okay. Tell me again the name of the song that charted.
Something's Got a Hold on Me.
I got to remember that. Something's Got a Hold on
Me. Something's Got a Hold on Me. Yeah. Whoa, must be left. And it was back in the early 60s. It was saxophones and dancers and people screaming.
Oh, yeah.
And it was recorded. It was live at the Whiskey A Go-Go. So there's all kinds of, you know, clinking. And
do you have that on CD anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah,
should have had you bring.
I should have brought it. Well, yeah, it was fun.
Well, next time.
But that's you know, and they, like I said, they hit it really big initially, and then just slowly faded. There was no number, no second follow up, which happens a lot in music. But and after that,
like
they were on the club circuit. Yeah, one hit wonder. Yeah.
Well, there's this Rick Shefchik, who was an author that wrote a book in the last couple of years. I read the book. It's about Minnesota rock and roll, like the Trashmen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great book.
Bar, 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 bar.
Yeah, but it all just how that whole thing, just like you said, these bands would emerge, and then, you know, gone, 8 weeks later, they're gone.
Yeah.
But it was rock and roll was brand new, and the Twin City market just couldn't, they couldn't support it like Chicago could. But the book was very good. But
oh, that's neat.
It's so you guys want to sing another song?
Sure.
Rick, do you want to do one?
I don't really care. I'll just do parts with you.
Okay, it's up to you.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
We could do
Fire on the Mountain?
Oh, we could.
Sure, let's try that.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Can I still hear you?
Should be able to.
Okay.
One, two, three. Moved my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West End, started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far as man hell. And there's
fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Gold in them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
we're digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found
just to stay alive.
Gold glow free like the
whiskey in a bar.
Sinner was a big thing lowered in. Satan was a star, and there's
fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden M. Houston is waiting for me there.
All right.
Evening treat,
after cultures and bloodlines,
the gutters of the street.
Men were shot down for the
sake of fun,
or just to hear the noise of their 44 guns. And there's
fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden M. Houston is waiting for me there.
Got a break now.
Now my widow, she
weeps by my grave.
Tears flow free for her man she
couldn't save.
Shot down in cold blood by a
gun that carried fame.
All for a useless and no good, worthless claim. And there's
fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden M. Houston is waiting for me there. Fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden M. Houston is waiting for me there.
Waiting for me there.
Boy, this feels peculiar sitting down. I don't sit down and play ever. So
we got the Ricks here with us at the Trigger Happy Memories show, WPCA Radio, 93.1 Amory, Wisconsin. And we're here once a month, the last Thursday of every month. And like I said earlier, thank you guys so much for taking the time to be here. This is lots of fun. So
thank you for having us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you guys played together in a group called Full Tilt, too, is it?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We still do. In fact, we got a job tomorrow night with Full Tilt.
Over at Meisters and Boardman. Yep.
In Boardman.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful downtown Boardman.
Yeah.
Outside.
Outside. Yeah. Yes.
Well, the weather's supposed to be
Should
good.
Should be fine.
Yes. Well, I'm going to sing a song if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys jump in here and help me. It's an old Hank Williams song. It's called Take These Chains From My Heart. And Key of D, and if you get lost, just go back to D.
Okay.
We'll all meet at D somewhere.
We'll all meet at D, yep.
Yeah. I take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. One more time. I take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. I take these chains from my heart and set me free. There we go, a little country. That's some Hank Williams there.
I was too busy playing with the changes to jump in on harmonies. Oh. I just thought, oh, if I start singing, I'll screw this one up.
That's all right.
That's a pretty one.
Yeah, thank
Who
you.
Did that one?
Hank Williams.
Senior.
Well, let's do another Hank Williams.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, yep.
Let's do that old, the Cajun one.
Yep. That's in D. Dog, right?
Yeah. Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my. Me gotta go pull the pierrot down the bay. My Yvonne, sweet as one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bay. Tippy toe, fountain o, places buzzing. Can folks come see Yvonne by the dozen? Well dressed in style, go hog wild, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bay.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm going to see my Sheremio. Pick guitar, fill for jar, and big A-O. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Here we go. Settle down, far from town, get me a Piro. That's a boat, Rick. And I'll catch all the fish in the bayou. Swap my mon by Yvonne, what she needs. Son of a gun, I think I'll buy that girl a Speedo.
A Speedo? Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight, I'm going to see my Sheremio. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and big A-O. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight, I'm going to see my Sheremio. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and big A-O. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
One more.
Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
There we go.
There we go. Yes, the Ricks. See, now country music isn't so bad, is it?
No, I love singing it now.
I love it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was a pimply-faced teenager, I didn't care for it much. But
yeah.
You grow into it.
You know, when I was playing with John and Dave way back, I still listened to rock and roll.
Yeah.
I did, but I liked the country, too, but I would listen to, you know, the 60s, 70s rock and roll. But I want to say hello to a few folks, and you guys jump in when
we
get
done.
We
have quite a list there. Holy cow.
Well, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
But first off, I want to say hello to my grandsons. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, Landon and Will Sikorsky. And of course, Krista, my daughter, and Ben. Jay Swenson over in the Twin Cities. Scott Nash, who was the guitar player with our group.
Hey, Scott.
Edna from over in White Bear Lake. Talked to Edna today. Jim Bjork went out in Sunburst, Montana. Tunes us in on the computer. Linda Spencer in town here. Heather from Shakopee. Dawn up in Balsam Lake. Putz. He's over at my cabin right now listening to the show in our driveway because he can't get it at his place, so he's sitting it in my driveway. But Putz, we'll see you this weekend, I'm sure. My mother and Jim, my brother Joe and Debbie, my wife Debbie, Scott and Sandy, Uncle Bob.
We always gotta
make sure to say Uncle Bob.
Hey,
yep, he was our boss and your boss too, there, Rick.
Yep. But turn it down.
Yes. That's exactly right.
That was
wasn't it usually punctuated?
Yeah, right.
And Shirley Halliburton.
We can't say those words here.
Shirley is over in the Twin City area. She wrote me a nice letter here recently and said she's tuning in. And
cool.
We love that. So Lila And Tammy, the Screamers.
Oh, the Screamers, yeah.
Yes, I talked to Lila today, and just great people. But Rick,
also, I want to say hi to my wife, Patty. She's hopefully she's listening out there.
And hi, Chris. I'll get in now that Rick said hi
you
to his wife.
Say hello,
I'll get in trouble
if
I don't say hi to mine. Hi, Chris. Wish you were here.
Well, it's kind of funny. Uncle Bob told me, he says, you know, it's really nice listening to the radio show because if you're too loud, I can turn you
off.
Or I can turn you off, he told me, too.
He has the control.
But once you guys...
So how old is your oldest grandson?
Six.
Ah.
Yep. Yeah, I got a four-year-old. Yeah,
Will. My oldest is 14. I started earlier. You started late.
My oldest is 20.
Yeah.
You guys, you got some dates you're going to throw out there, that jobs you got that are coming up, maybe? People
you bet. You bet. We've got, as far as Full Tilt, we'll be playing tomorrow night at Meister's. And then Saturday night, we're playing for a beach party in Afton, but that's a private party.
Yeah, I hope Wisconsin doesn't yell at us and make us turn down again.
I know it.
A couple of years ago, we played that job quietly. I mean, there's only two of us. And we had a visit from the local law enforcement saying that the people in Wisconsin had complained it was too loud. And I thought, no, it's got to be Minnesotans. They're just blaming it on the cheeseheads.
And then we'll be out at Wilkins on the patio on Sunday.
Yeah, that's always
Wilkins
a lot of fun.
Resort up on Bone Lake.
Nice, that's on Sunday.
Sunday from 2 to 5, yep. That's a great time up there.
Yeah, great. So
The weather's supposed to be nice. So
it's supposed to be nice right through, I think, Wednesday. But Trigger Happy, we're going to be in Lewis, Wisconsin on this Saturday, 2 to
all
5.
Right.
And at the Sundowner, I believe it is. And we're going to be in Hammond for their celebration August 9th. It's on Main Street. You were there a couple of years ago.
We'll be there on the Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Yep,
we're there on the Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
Of that, we'll be in New Richmond at the Heritage Center. They do this every year. It's
Heritage Days.
Yeah,
it's part of Heritage Days.
I
know. On the Wednesday night,
right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay,
I'll be there to see you guys.
Good. Yeah,
16th.
What is that now?
It's a Wednesday night next week or the week.
It's
after.
August 16th is when we're going to be
there. That's
okay.
When it is,
yeah. Yeah, and then August 17th we're going to be in Amory here. At the
Amory Theater, yeah.
Yes, and we were told WCCO TV is coming to town. They're doing their At the Lakes program, so they're going to come. Hopefully they'll find us. They're going to look for some activity in Amory, so we're going to try to give them some
activity. Give them some activity, yep.
Yes, so we got some other stuff later on, but that's what's going on with Trigger Happy now. And we got time. We got about three minutes. Okay. Also, Rick, can you tell us how they can get a hold of you, or do you have a website too? Or
You can go to mostly to Facebook. Everything's done on Facebook now, and you can just search for the Rick's Duo or Full Tilt Band, or I'm also on Three on the Tree Band. So
okay,
any of those, or Rick is also in Gravel Road, another band.
And we just played New Richmond last weekend. That
was really?
That big thing they have down there. That was a blast.
The Fun Fest. Yep.
Fun Fest.
Yep.
Fun Fest, okay.
Yeah, so we keep pretty busy.
Or you can check us out. We're in most post offices. They have those little posters on the wall.
I've seen your picture. Yeah.
You can also call me at
715-269-5615.
Give that one more time, Rick.
715-269-5615.
There you go.
Give me a call and we can talk about.
Or call Bob here at the station.
Or call Bob at the station.
Sure. We'll he's here all night answering the phone.
And he memorizes phone numbers. It's a hobby of his.
Yeah, right.
We're running out of time. I just want to tell a quick story. We were in Pulaski, Wisconsin last Sunday playing with the Polka Busters. We have this old ambulance. It looks like the Ghostbusters, but we have a stage on the roof, and we play old-time music, and we were in Pulaski, which is one of the five major polka fests in the area, but we were invited down there, and I got to play the tuba on there.
You play the tuba, that's
right.
Yeah,
so anyhow, we're going to probably wrap up here pretty quick. We want to thank the Ricks for coming, Rick Lombardo and Rick Gates, and we wish you guys the very best.
Thank you guys for having us.
Well, you bet. I hope
we had a good time.
Well, I hope you come back and do this.
It was way too short.
Yeah, and we're going to do some things in the theater, hopefully get you to help us there
as well.
We're going to be there. We're going to try to do it once a month, like the house band, and we're going to bring in people that will sing along with us. So
there's the Ricks, Three on the Tree, Full Tilt, Gravel Road. They're always looking for something.
Great.
All kinds of things.
Great. That's again, we'll be back here the last Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock. Hope you tune us in. And this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 9. And once again, thanks, everybody.
You betcha.
Thank you.